Following the advice of all the lineage lamas in this tradition, it is very important in the beginning to adjust your motivation. So in order to adjust your motivation, think that you are here in this occasion in order to receive these most profound teachings of the Mahayana, not just for yourself, but for the sake of sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you are aspiring to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment, a precious state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. Ramachandra started by quoting this verse that is offering praise to the attainment of the state of Vajradhara, the state of Vajradhara, which is the supreme, the unsurpassable of all lineages, which is attained through the tantric practices that seem to be lasting only an instant in comparison to practices of tantra. So we start first of all by explaining the name of Vajradhara, which means the holder of the Vajra. Usually we enumerate the lineages of the Buddhas as being five, but on top of that, if we include Buddha Vajradhara, we can actually expand it into six. And it is said that Vajradhara is the supreme, the one above all other lineages, unsurpassable, the superior of all these lineages, and he's also the root of all the lineages. Buddha Vajradhara is the aspect of enlightenment that one will achieve through following tantric practices. It is said that if one were to follow the practices of sutra, disciples would have to engage in various extensive practices that will last for three countless eons in order to amass the two types of accumulations, in order to reach the ultimate result of enlightenment. If one were to practice Tantra, one could achieve the result of enlightenment in a much quicker, in much shorter time. It is said that this is due to the fact that the disciples who engage in Tantra seem to be more intelligent than, have sharper intellect than those who are suitable for the practice of Sutra alone. But again, within tantric disciples, we can make the distinction between those who have the sharpest intelligence, those who have middling intelligence, and those who have the least intelligence. And it is said that according to their capacities, they will be able to actualize enlightenment in one lifetime if they fall in the category of supreme intelligence trainees, or if they fall in the second category of middling intelligence, they would be able to do that within seven lifetimes. Even those of the least mental capacities, the least intelligence, who are practicing Tantra, it is said that they are able of actualizing the final result within 16 lifetimes. And although 16 lifetimes might seem a long time in comparison to the three countless great eons, it is actually just one instant. It is very short.
我在就日本你买了我主播的买了就日本你你自己的但农民你了就基本的我没定义原来要日本你有的些不东北你有的些不我在日间个店里日间得了买了就差了个多样有定义我在光得讲日本你我在他们他们你就要的就农民他们我他们你要有的 我就得买一把，就得好买东。我就我来买，他们我那那他们几个娘们几个有啊的。我就得他们买一把，我来买一拿。我就得他们几娘们那，其他几娘们他们买一把的。我在吉林当五十二年，我就得就当去那就吉林当走了，走了么啦？吉林当五十二年，我在丁州的那吉林当五十二上等一把上就都见着个。
Now, when we are engaging in those practices, at all times we have to be aware of what is happening at the time of the basis, what is going on at the time of the path, and how the result is finally actualized. When we talk about the basis, we talk about the time where we are introduced into the two levels of truth, and our mind is engaging the two levels of truth. The two truths are actually becoming the object of our awareness. As for the object possessor, which is the awareness itself, can come in different degrees of grossness and subtlety. Now, with a basic understanding of the two truths, one can engage in the practices of the path. And when we talk about the practices of the path, we talk about practices that allow us to amass the two accumulation of merit and primordial awareness. There are practices in this occasion that can be shared with sutra, as well as practices that are common with the three lower tantras. But there are also practices that are unique into Highest Yoga Tantra alone. And these practices will be the practices that constitute generation and completion stage. And in particular, within the completion stage, we will have the practices of illusory body and clear light. And finally, at the time of the result, we will be unifying these two in order to attain the state of Vajradhara.
That
Now, we are at the point of the text where we are examining practices of the completion stage. We have already explained the first part of the completion stage, that is dealing with the three isolations. And yesterday we entered the path that is dealing with the two levels of truth. When in this presentation, initially we have a separate presentation of the two truths, and after that we have a presentation of undifferentiable two truths. In the first case, where we are examining the two truths separately, we have the presentation of the relative illusory body, followed by the presentation of the actual clear light. So we're at the point we have already explained the definition or the nature of the illusory body.
ဟိုဒီတဲ့ဂျလူးကွန်ကြီးကခေါင်းစောတီခရောင်းကငတ်ဂျလူးရပတ်တီတောင်ဟိုတဲ့ဂျူချီစသောရကဂျလူးတီလူထားမှုရကွေးပါရပါတင်ရကလူထားတော့ညီကဆိုဆိုညင်းနေပါကြည့်တဲ့ဂူကွေးပါရတယ်လားဂျေဂွန်တုတ်ကတုတ်ကဟိုဂျူဂွန်တုတ်ကတုတ်ကလီထားတော့ညီဆိုဆိုညီရကြည့်တောင်ဟိုဂျူတဲ့ဂွန်တုတ်မယင်ပါ လီတောင်ညမောင်ကအောင်ကချက်ပနီကပ်တဇောလီထရောင်ညီကဆိုဆိုခတ်တန်နာအမ်ဂျေယောင်ကွေးပါရပါဒီနေ့ရင်သူညညကြီးဒီထရောင်ညီဆိုဆိုညီပါတိခေါင်ညီယူတင်းဒါတင်းညီကနောင်နီဟိုဂျူဒါတောင်ဘူဂွန်တုတ်ဂျီလီထရောင်ညီဆိုဆိုညီရာတီဟိုဂျူဒါဝန်ပတ်စံကွေးနောင်နီဆင်းဒါထုတ်စံဘကောင်စောဂျီကိုချက်ပစံကောင်ရောင်က
Now, we have explained, as we say, the nature of that illusory body, and since we have said that illusory body is a subtle body, it becomes important for the practitioner at this point to be able to separate the gross from the subtle body. So prior to establishing the illusory body, one must be able to differentiate both the gross and subtle bodies. And there are two ways of doing that: differentiating the subtle and gross bodies through the strength of meditation, and differentiating the subtle and gross bodies through karma and affliction. And this is a natural process that will happen at the time of death. Now, the text starts with presenting the second one, and if you were to do that, if you were to try to separate the two bodies, it would be important that one would have to reach the point of the mental isolation, and then by relying in any of the three contacts, one would proceed in this separation. So the text says, a person who has obtained this mental isolation and has not performed any of the three practices meditates on the stages of gathering the winds of both vata recitation and absorption. Through superimposing them on the stages of gathering the winds at the time of death through karma and affliction, they generate the clear light of death in the nature of metaphoric clear light of final mental isolation.
ဟိုဒါဂျလူးမှာတော့တွေ့ကိမှာလူဆောင်တဲ့တွေ့ကိလူဆောင်မှာရင်ပရင်သူရစလင်ဘတော့တော့လာဟိုဒါတွေ့ကိလူဆောင်သည်ဒါတွေ့ကိလူတဲ့တည်းလားရံပါလောင်မနမစီဟိုဒါဝဇ္ဇကြည်ရံပါတော့ဆောင်ကြည်ကိုရံပါဟိုဒါဒီဆိုမှာကဂုဏ်နေဆောင်ကြပါတင်တဲ့ကြည်ရင်ကြီးပါလေဆရာဟိုကြည်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ကြည်တော့ဟိုကြည်တဲ့တင်ဤတန်းဒီငါဂုံတုတ်ကြည်အောင်လီထားတော့ညီဆိုဆိုရင်ဂျလူးညေတော့တည်းလား
So we have said that they generate the clear light of death in the nature of the metaphoric clear light of mental isolation, which is the illusory body of the third stage. And they do that as a substitute to taking an intermediate body and the emanation body, as a substitute of taking a birth existence. Through meditating on the remaining stages, they attain enlightenment on that basis. The remaining stages here is the clear light and the state of union. So this is how the process is done. Now, if you try to differentiate the subtle and gross bodies through the strength of meditation, there is differentiation by the yogas of transference of consciousness or the practice of entering a corpse, the Po and the Zhongzhu. Through previously training in uniting the winds through such practices as vase breathing and so on, one repeatedly takes as one's focal object the consciousness mounted on the wind issuing from the heart. Though one does not need to practice that, through becoming familiar with the concentration of mental isolation, one differentiates the two bodies in this life, since it is extremely difficult for that differentiated body, which is an illusory body, to actually arise as the body of Vajradhara. It is stated that one must first definitely engage in any of the three practices. Now, so we say that through the practice of one meditation, one can differentiate the bodies through the practices such as transference of consciousness, which is Po, or the practice of entering the corpse, which is the Zhongzhu. But as you see, the last line in this paragraph says, since it is extremely difficult for that differentiated body, which is an illusory body, to actually arise as the body of Vajradhara, to do this, to attain this through these two practices, something extremely difficult. Since it is so difficult, it is stated that one must first definitely engage in any of the three practices or contacts. Now, we continue to discuss a different point, which is how we can have both a subtle and a gross body and mind, and how these can function together or at separate times. So it says, sentient beings have both a gross, temporary body and mind, and a more subtle, fundamental body and mind. As long as the gross body performs actions such as moving and so on, for that long the fundamental body does not arise in a similar aspect. Now, up to here we have made this differentiation of body and mind in two levels, the gross and the subtle. But within that we also have the most subtle. So actually there are three stages of subtleness in that. So it says, as long as the gross body is active, it seems that the fundamental body does not arise in a similar aspect. If one stops the gross body performing actions such as moving and so on, by the strength of dissolving all gross winds without exception in the indestructible drop at the heart, then the fundamental body arises in a similar aspect and performs the actions of coming and going. So this statement actually shows that they are not operating at the same time. If the gross one is active, then we're not aware of any operation or movement of the subtle one. If we're capable of stopping the movement or the activities of the gross one, this is the time where the subtle or the fundamental one becomes active. Now, in order to illustrate that actually both the gross and the subtle can coexist, and one can be active and the other one can be latent at that particular time, without that being contradictory with the statements we have in Sutra about having two different minds in one continuum, the author continues by saying, although both gross and subtle mental consciousness simultaneously exist in the continuums of sentient beings, it does not contradict Sutra, nor is there the error that in consequence there would be two continuums, because for as long as the gross mind performs the action of holding its focal object and aspect, for that long the subtle mind does not hold its focal object and aspects. So it is not that they both operate at the same time, holding their focal objects and their aspects. They kind of alternate. Because when the subtle mind holds its focal object and aspect, the gross mind is stopped and does not exist. So it shows you that when one is active and manifest, the other one remains in a latent state. And then the author continues by saying, this meaning is stated in the notes of the speech of Kedrubje, but since in debate it is difficult to posit awareness without an object of assessment, we need to analyze this. Why this is said is because we have to avoid saying that we have two continuums at one individual at the same time, but nevertheless When we posit the definition of the mind, we say mind is that which is clear and knowing. So it must be holding an object to know it, to have this cognition of its object. And here it seems like if there was a debate, it would be very difficult to hold into this point where we say that we do have awareness, but it doesn't have an assessed object if it is latent. Now we come to this point again where the author has made this statement that this is a point very difficult to hold in debate, that this is a point that needs to be further examined. And Rupshi was saying it's again, it takes us back to that debate that we say that there are different ways of approaching it according to the text manual that you might want to rely upon. So we had this debate about what is happening in the continuum of a fully ordained monk who is on Arya equipoise, whether at this point the vows, the consciousness holding the vows exist in that continuum or not. And we say that there are two views of that. Now, some say that the mind that is holding, that is supporting these vows, is not manifest. And if that is not manifest, it means the vows are not there. But this would be in accordance to the explanation of the Losaling College. But according to the College of Gomang, it says that even if we have the pacha, which are the imprints of those vows, this is enough to guarantee the continuity of those vows. So here we come into a similar point. We say that if you have consciousness, if you have awareness, this awareness must have an object. You cannot posit an awareness that does not have an object. Here we're talking about subtle consciousness. So if you're going to say that subtle consciousness is consciousness, then it must have an object. Otherwise, if you're going to say that you have a type of consciousness which does not have an object, you're contradicting the basic statement. But again, we can fall into the position of saying that subtle consciousness is similar to the imprints, right, to the pacha. So though you have the imprints of that, that can guarantee the existence, that can guarantee the continuity. So once again, comes across a point which is explained differently according to different traditions and different manuals, and it's up to the individuals to do their personal analysis on this matter and adopt one of these two views that seems to be more suitable and, you know, established for yourself.
Tela ဒီယံပယနာတာကြီးကိုညကရစကိုရှိဝထားရောညီတိဂျစ်ဂျစ်ကိုဂျကလိုယံကိုယွာရတန်တန်ဒီဂျစ်လာဒီဂျူဒါကတဲ့စနာတာလာမငွေကိုတင်းတဲ့တော့လာတင်ကြီးဂျစ်ထတ်တဲ့ပါရောဂျစ်ထတ်တဲ့ပယန်သူဟိုဂျူလူတင်ရောဘာကိုဂျူရှိဝထားရောညီ ဒါမေစေဂုဏယံမတင်ဘောလာရှာဒီယွာရီစနာရှိဝထရောညီကဂျူကရစကိုရှိဝယနယေရငွန်တရှိကိုဂရီအိုဂျူဒါကောင်းယနယ်လာဒီပသာဒီပသနဒတနီဂျူညက်ခွနောဂျင်ဂျူမရဂျန်ဒူဝါရကတိကြောင်းယံဂျူဝါရဝတီတီကြောင်းသောင်းတဲ့တီနဂျူဒါသံဘဆကိုတီရှိဝထရောညီက
Now, yesterday also somehow we started to discuss mediums and how they channel deities and so forth. And this is also another interesting example to look in this occasion where we are examining how many continuums you can have in one, like in one person, and how you can have the operation of the gross and the subtle simultaneously. Now, it is important in this case to say that you have the deity and you have the medium, which is channeling the deity. And really, these two are two distinct beings. They're two distinct consciousness. But there comes a time where the consciousness, the awareness, the mind of the deity seems to be descending on the basis of the medium. So there you have the basis of the medium, which has gross body and which has also gross awareness. And it seems that there is a time there where there are different levels of awareness operating. Now, it would be incorrect to say that you don't have the subtle awareness of the deity on that basis, because you know that the person is channeling, so it is there. And at the same time, it wouldn't be appropriate to say that you have consciousness that does not have an assessed object, even if it is subtle consciousness. Now, Rinpoche was saying that this, again, leads us to the point to say that when this is happening, it seems that the mind or the consciousness of the one who is channeling seem to be in a latent state. It is as if their consciousness is withdrawn, is not operating, it's in a latent state. And you have the consciousness of the higher being operating or being manifest at that particular time. And again, you know, this is a difficult, it is a good example for analysis. It is, because you have different, on one basis, different levels of grossness and subtlety.
ခိဘေဂျေပမန်တော့ဆမ္ရာကျင်းနာကိုယွာရီဝဒတိတံဘုဒီခကျူးစီတသင်းတဲ့တပ်ဒါဂျလူတပ်တင်ကြီးကဂျလူတိမာတော့ဂျလူရင်ပရင်သူတောက်တံဘုကောင်းလာထောရာတိမာတော့ဂျလူနဲ့နောင်တော့ခုနရင်တိစီနောင်နီတောင်ရီစီနံဖုံဘောရပါတိနောင်နီတောင်ကြီးပါရီစီနောင်တော့ခုနရင်တိတိညင်ကိတတိနောင်ခုနနီရီရှရစ်ဒီဂျာဂျာနောင်းတေလာဂျပ်တင်ကနောင်းတေလာစင်တိတင်ညလီစီ ဟုတ်တယ်ခရစ်ကြီးစံတီနာသင်တဲ့တပ်မှာတော့ဝေဂျလူဒီလူရောပါလေဆူဆူရှိပါယင်ကြောင့်ကိုစားဆူဆူရှိပါနဲ့မာရင်ဒီတည်ရင်နုပမီပြီချရောစလူထားတော့ညီကကိုစားလောက်လောက်ဆူရွာမာရီလူထားမို့ဂျလူဒီလူရောပါနောင်းနေရွာလေစင်းနီကလောက်လောက်ဆူဆူရှိရွာလေစင်းနဆောင်ရကြည့်တောင်းဒါမှာတော့ဝေဂျလူဒီညင်ကိတတိနောင်ကမရှိဘူး ကိုယ်စားချောင်းရနေပြီလူကြောင်းချောင်းချောင်းတဲ့နွေမှာချက်သေးတယ်ဒီကိုယ်စားနဲ့နေရောနာဒီကိုယ်စားခြေချောင်းတော်ဝတ်တော်လူခြေချောင်းယူရတယ်ဗျတင်တဲ့ရစနာတင်တဲ့ကိုချက်ပြန်ကြည့်တော့ကမာရီမာချက်သေးဂျလီတီရှိကြည့်ကရင်ကြောင့်သဘာမေပြီချရောရှိဆောင်ရချက်စေးဟိုတန်းဒီတောင်ပေါ်ဒီဂျလူနောင်တောင်းတုံကြီးဟိုဒီတဲ့တေယောညူဂျူတမင်းကြီးရော
Now,
ဒနီချမခကြီးစကြည့်တိချက်တော်တုံကြီးရပရင်သူဂျလီထောင်ရတဲ့ဘသိလူရပါလီရှရုတဲ့တောင်ကြီးတိဒါရမကစတော်ကတော့နာဆောင်ကြီးကကွန်းတော်ထောင်မရန်တော်နာလူငါမာလီကိုစားလောက်စနိဝသရကျင်တော်လားကိုစားလောက်စနိဝသရကျင်တော်ကိုစားလောက်စနိဝအရင်စနေအောင်စကရွာမာရွာရှိတော့ဟိုဒါလောင်ကိုဂျီလူငါမာလီကိုစားလောက်စတောင်ပုတ်တပါတော့ တယ်နီလူငါမာလာရှိပါတကွန်းစံစရယံငါရှိပါရင်သူရှိပါရချာဒီရှိဆောင်ရေးချက်တော်အစ်အော်ဂျူဒါတင်ဒါတော့တယ်နီတောင်းမတော့ကဂျလူဒပ်စံဒပ်ရှိပြီးရှိစရစ်အော်ဒန်တောင်းပုတ်တင်တော့ခွနန်တုံကြီးရှမာတီရှတော်ခွနန်တုံကြီးအော်ဒါဂျပတ်ကြီးကနော်တော့ခွနန်တုံကြီးရောဂျပတ်ရဲ့ကြီးကရှတော်ခွနန်တုံကြီးအော်ဂျူဒါတင်ဒါကညူတင်
We come to examine another point. We talk about the of the illusory body, and there is debate on that. Some say that it is established externally, outside of the gross body. Some say that it is established internally, and some say that there is actually could be two, both of them of possible. And there are different views that are presented in the form of the debate. We will see that actually the view of Panchen Losen Chögyi Gyaltsen, as well as the view of the upper and the lower tantric colleges, are different. So we start with the first debate, which holds the position that it is established internally. And after that we see how others hold the view that it is established externally. So it says, we're on page 44, at the middle of the page. One says, the impure illusory body is established in this life, only arises internally, because it abides only in the central channel at the heart. And here it says the notes, and when we talk about the notes, we talk about Kedrubje's notes, because this particular text states that though the impure illusory body established in this life is differentiated from the gross body, it is not differentiated in terms of place because it does not have the capacity for that. And though that impure illusory body abides in the place of the indestructible drop inside the central channel at the heart, it is not pervasive that it abides as a small body, since it abides in a small place, because this illusory body is a primordial awareness body which is unobstructed. So here we say that if it is established in this life, if it is differentiated from the gross body, it will arise internally, within the central channel, within the indestructible drop of the heart. Now, the other position is the position of the upper and lower tantric colleges, which says, again, one says, when the illusory body is first established, it must arise outside the gross body, because the illuminating Lam states that when this body of union is first established, it is established by means of abiding in a separate place from the former body, and the enjoyment body is first established in a separate place from the former body, and even the mode of holding the emanation body which enters the former body should be understood as previously explained. And the third quotation is that the mode of establishing the impure and pure illusory bodies are explained as similar. Now note here that the debate is where it is first established, right? So whether it is initially established internally or initially established externally. Because we have this statement that although it is initially established externally, let's say later on, it enters can re-enter within the gross body and so forth.
ဝတိတတင်တရင်ပရင်သူဟိုကြည့်တာနောင်တော့ခုနရင်းကြီးကြည့်ဝတမတိမရင်ပရှင်တော်ရင်းကြီးကြည့်ခေါင်ကြီးတတင်ကြီးကတော့မတော်ပါတဲ့ပင်ချလုံးချင်းကိုဆောင်ခြင်းပေါ်တိလူတေရနဆမန်တိခတ်ကြည့်ရလူတောင်မန်တပ်ပသူစနောင်တော့ချက်တော့ညီကရုတ်တေရစီဒါနမ်ကျူရဝတိရောင်ကကြည့်သူကောင်ကရေပတ်တော်နောင်တော့ကြည့်ကိုဝန်သူသူကောင်ကရေပတ်ရွာရင်နောင်တော့ကြည့်ကိုရစီရှင်တော်ကြည့်ကိုဝန်သူစံပသူကြည့်ကိုရေပ Semenji, the Zagan Zarvanyamayana Jina,
Now, we have already presented a couple of debates on this point. One that it says that the illusory body is initially established internally, another view saying that it is initially established externally. And now we come to the third view, which is the view of Panchen Losam Chögyen. And in that it says that it all depends on the intention of the yogi. If the yogi decides that it's more beneficial to have it externally, he will establish it externally. If they decide that it should be established internally, then it will be established internally. So one says, when the illusory body is first established, the possibility of either arising inside and arising outside exists, because that yogi establishes it according to his wish to arise either outside or inside the body, because that text states that at the time, probably the text here is the illuminating lamp, right? At the time the illusory body is being established from the fundamental body of the winds and mind of mental isolation, the illusory body goes where the yogi desires to arise, either outside or inside the body, through differentiating it as separate from the gross body. And that is pervasive, because by stating it is being established from the winds of mental isolation, it is clear that it is from the perspective of the impure illusory body. By not stating at the time it is already established, which would have been the past tense, but by stating at the time of being established, which indicates present or future tense, it is clear that it is not from the perspective of it abiding, having already been established. And the author concludes this point saying, one should analyze which of the three assertions is the final intention of Je Rinpoche. So it is not very clear from these three debates exactly what Lama Tsongkhapa would hold and what would be the view of Lama Tsongkhapa in this point.
Marco Nanjura Rango Lurapa Deli Kosa Lazo Nu Mataber Shibat Shibat Kine Rango Maria Sinida Trauma Tabada and the Rungasa Rungo Jonan Gervi Sharas City Dambuda. That the new Kiduji Gombati Termain Bisharas. Then Kiduji Gombati on Deli Lazo Yuding. That the Tongue Yuva Trudi Oju the Kidu Ramuji Songo Tungu that took Chen Dinan on a long drawn Tunguji took Chen Lees. Nimilu, Madova, Jaluji, Kurlonga, Ons, Jesu Robada, Nimiluji, Tendo, Temper, and River, Machiji, Renla, two times the Robo Loop only, Newman, Jons, River Machiba, Kavla, Robo Lutip on, and Nit of Gomaris, but then River Chisom of Kapsu, Tit of Kuris in the Jamatavi, Timendola, Nabarijabo, Renla. Rapoli Pony. O then Yamjago Kapsu Rapoli de Ponyans. Pony Kosa loves a machiva Sergi, that never nugaries. Yamjago Tela, you demand on a nebbage of a Tombanilla, nebbage of a cup tela, or you da Rapoli Tela, never. O then Manua and Jimmy Luga, Ronchico, Lurapala, and you were in Jerry TC, you were Trukudan Siva Mango. Tati jansan yon sanju thapa tsena lu tharao ni ngama lu jimpangwa tena tenpa ndirwa tena tenpa ndirwa gumtub ko tupji mara chenna tena li rapa tena pangdi nivarndona yon nivarndona san yuwari nivarndona nivarnila dirji tanda zambarndona yon chetan dhubata nivaya no hosi oda tena chisangjang.
All right, so we continue after that, and it says, or also, any explanation that the impure illusory body obtained in this life cannot abide separately from the place of the gross body is unacceptable. So the issue discussed here is where it abides, whether it abides, whether it severs the connection with the gross body or not. So it says, any explanation of that type is unacceptable because there are two parts to this reason. It contradicts the previous quote of the illuminating lamp, and secondly, that does not accord with the intention of Kedrubje. The second part of the reason is established because the extensive commentary of the Wheel of Time, which was composed by Kedrub Rinpoche, states that although the fundamental body arises as the impure illusory body, as long as the relationship of support and supported between the gross and the fundamental bodies is not severed, it cannot abide at all times when the gross body is abandoned. However, while in equipoise on the concentration like an illusion, it can abide by means of not differentiating it in a separate place when the gross body is abandoned. So it is in the case of equipoise that one can sever, can differentiate, can abandon the gross body and still maintain the impure illusory body. If one can abide in that equipoise, at that time one should manifest the advice of merging with the emanation body, since the illusory body will enter the gross body by its own force. So the quotation has been given here, and then the author continues by saying, in addition to that reason, when union is obtained, the relationship of support and supported projected by former karma between both the subtle and gross bodies is severed by the strength of meditation. Therefore, if one desires to abide through fully abandoning the gross body, one is able to abide in that way. If one desires to embrace the purpose of disciples, one is able to abide in just that way.
Oji da dinda ko jilu di ngam li ji pemba se ba tob ji lu ra ba dong ten dong ten ben jiwa che pi lu ra ba ten dong dong ni gari es. Yen na yang ju chen dren chan jia ba oji da ma to wa jilu di ne ma to wa jilu ne lu ra ba dong ten dong ten ben jiwa ra ba che na yang lu tha mo dong jiwa che kuma ri es. Chaba ma che ba ra song yi. Tongji was a machigo vardu, Mammy Lira, but ten and do many varies. With that denay and virgin Zengo, Songji go cut over tenayon, Lutaro and ye, Lujin Pongo ten on Timber and River, ten in my chess on Iena, Tetula, Songjava, ten Jaluga, ten Tijang, Lu Gini, that Marjil Lira, but the Marjiva and Jibunda with Jamna Gini, and Songjava, the Jujuji, Judi Domida.
Now we continue with this subject, which is when relationship of support and supported is severed. And it says, since the illusory body, which attains enlightenment in the intermediate state, severs the relationship of support and supported with the gross body by the strength of exhausting former projecting karma, it can fully discard the gross body. So here we're talking about intermediate state, right? However, through the impure illusory body, which attains enlightenment in this life, severs the gross relationship of support and supported projected by karma between both the gross and the subtle bodies, the subtle relationship is not severed. So though you gross this, you sever the gross, you do not sever the subtle relationship. Until the actual clear light is generated, one is unable to fully discard the gross former body. It continues a little bit further where it says, when the body of union is obtained, since the relationship of support and supported projected by karma between both the subtle and the gross bodies is fully severed, that basis for attaining enlightenment in one life attains enlightenment through exchanging bodies. And that is stated in the Chodu, the Compendium of Contact, and in the Illuminating Lamp by Master Chandrakirti, and it is explained also in the gradual explanation of the stages of the tantric practice.
ဝဂျိတရမဂျိတဝဒရှိငါယောပနောနိဒရှရပ်ကယောတိတိတသိကျူလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြံကြီးဒီဆောင်ယောကြီးပါရဉ္ဇတဝဒရှိသိကျူလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါမြာတရဆောင်ကျူတဘဇနာငါမီလိရပါဂျေဂွေရှရဇနာမချပ်ဒီဆဒူနာဆောင်ကျူတဘဇနာငါမီလိရပါဒီဂျေဂွနာဝဂျိတတိသိကျူလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါမီမချပ်စ ဒါဒီရှိပြေချောင်းဒုနာအလီရပါဂျေဝါလာဒုရီမချမီစ်ဒါဒီလူရပါဒီဂျေဘုရဂျေဝါရီဒီလီရပါဒီတူရစကတူရီဝါမာရီစင်ဒုရီမချမီစ်အော်ဒါဒီအွန်ဂျောင်းစီဝဒေချောင်းတဲ့ရမူဂျီမာရဆောင်းဒီဂျူဒါပနေချူဂျီရောင်ကဒကလာမယောင်ချင်းဂါလူစင်ဒင်းဇေပါဒေနာဝဂျူဒါဒါပင်ချေကောမာစီဒါဒပင်ချေအင်းကဲယင်ပါယ ပင်ချင်ပတင်းရှင်ပါယင်ပင်ချင်ကောင်းပြီဟိုတဲ့တောက်ရပါအဲတောက်ရပါနဲ့ဒါညွတ်တော်ပါလားဆောင်းအန်ဒီဟောနောကဝတ်အာဒိချလာပုဏ္ဏသိကျူလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါအေယုအေယံဝရှိပါရစေတေရကံတုချင်းတဝတိသူနာဂျူဂျိုးကြအာဒိချင်းမရရှာနေသိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါယုလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါမေဆောင်ဆောင်သူဆောင်းအပ်တယ်လားဘဘာနာမကြီးအာဒိချင်းမာကွန်ဝရရှိကြောင်းစ် တေရှိကရတတိအတ္တိငေါကြည့်နှင့်ချင်ပဆောင်ရိအဲသေကျူလာဝကျူဒါဆောင်ကြပါယောလိကျူလာမေစေကျေတိကျူတာကျူကိုဂျီလူရမုတ်ကြည့်တပိဒရှာတိသေကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါရိလိကျူလာဆောင်ကြပါမပါတိငါမလိရောပါတိဝတဂျေဘုရဂျေဘာရိနေတိတိနလာကွန်ဘာဂျီဝါယံဘယံတိငေါကြည့်နှင့်ချင်ပဆောင်ရင်ပြီသူချင်တဲ့မေစ်
Now we continue even further, and again this point is discussed of how does the Supreme Trainee attain enlightenment in one lifetime, whether the gross body is completely destroyed or abandoned, or whether one simply exchanges bodies and goes from the gross and moves into the subtle. Now, one says, a jewel-like disciple. The jewel-like disciple is the best disciple who will attain enlightenment in one lifetime. Does not attain enlightenment in one life and one body, because when obtaining union, he must exchange his former gross body. So this is this point of you don't really abandon, you don't destroy, you don't leave behind the gross body. All it happens, you just exchange from the gross to the subtle. And now when Pelden replies to that, there is no privation, because there is no privation that in exchanging his gross body, he discards it. Now, moreover, in the notes composed by our guru, the Yangchen Galo, and the statements of Sincha Rinpoche, it is stated that when the former Panchen Lama here must refer to Pelden Yeshe, when the former Panchen Lama conferred the empowerment of Guhya Samaja at Chak Yepa to the monks of Gyuto, he stated that the Tibetans had asked Atisha whether attaining enlightenment in one body and one life existed. To this, Atisha replied that attaining enlightenment in one life existed, but attaining enlightenment in one body did not exist. And the Tibetans held that Atisha made this statement without intending this interpretation, but since this was the statement of Atisha, who comprehended the salient points of mantra, it was taken to be perfectly true. But he explained that the Tibetans did not understand Atisha's statement, and this should be analyzed.